the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you, Reverend Tommy Bounce. It is good to come to your home today with a ray of sunshine in your heart and life. I think I like what Gloria says, that old friends, and that's great that we have friends. And the Bible says, if you want friends, then show yourself friendly. So we're going to show ourselves friendly this morning by telling you there is something to believe in. And let's get right into our broadcast today and do a song by Martha and I.
Some wonderful day, we're leaving for glory. We're going where time and eternity meet. We may see a sign, city limits of heaven. Prepare for a chance to enter the gate.
This is good.
There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill and down by the river. Someday I will join that heavenly choir. We'll leave all our cares and earthly possessions, the burdens of life. And times we have cried, not even the house or the body we live in. We'll have to change clothes while on the outside. I'm ready to claim my wardrobe in heaven. It's tailored for me and just the right size. I'll dress like a queen and I'll walk with the angels. Good morning up there and never goodbye. The there's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill and down by the river. Someday I will join that heavenly choir. There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill and down by the river. Someday I will join that heavenly choir.
Well, Martha does a great job on that song, and I'm very sorry that we don't have you pray the first of the year. We can expect that. Well, it's not really the first of the year. It's the second of the year, but we got a birthday, and I guess that's the only reason I'm forgetting everything, because I'm getting a year older. Someone said, how often do you have a birthday? I said, every year. And that's good and it's bad, but I'm glad that God's given me health and given me strength. So I'm glad I'm with you this morning, and it's truly a blessing to tell you there is truly something to believe in. I've been preaching something to believe in now for several years, since 86 here in Beckley, and I hope I can continue on, and with your help and your support, we will continue on. Well, let's go back and listen to this song, and I'll be right back in just a moment.
Memories of my childhood, I recall them now and then. When at the home with the family, all were there. But the family circle's been broken. It's not the same anymore. Up there we'll meet again on heaven's shore. I wonder if the family circle be together once again. Over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more to separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. Will Daddy be there waiting when I cross the chilling tide? Will Mama be there standing by his side? I pray the family circle will be the present by and by, in the land where the soul will never die. I wonder if the family circle will be together once again, over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more we'll separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. I wonder if the family circle will all be home.
Yes, sir, I wonder if the family circle will be home. We'll meet again one day. According to the Bible, we will be known as we are known, and we're glad for that. The Bible said, in this life only you have hope, you're most men miserable. And I thank God I have the grace of God, and it's so sufficient for living and for dying. Paul said, I fought a good fight, I've kept the faith. And that's the important thing, is fight the good fight and keep the faith. And henceforth, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, not only me, but you also. So we're glad for that. We're glad for the Scripture, because it's the Scripture that we stand by. So I'm thanking God for that. So let's go right back right now, listen to this song, and I hope you enjoy this one also. This one says, He can calm the troubled waters of our soul.
If your heart is heavy with some grief or trouble, you do not have to bear it all alone. Lord, you have a friend who knows about your struggle, and he'll be standing there when all your friends are gone. And he will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Take your broken heart, make it whole. If the storms in your life grow dark and cold, well, He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Thank you. For deep in every heart there is longing to find happiness and oh, such peace of mind. But if your heart gets weary from the searching, just turn to Jesus and my friend, then you'll find that He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Take your broken heart, make you whole. If the storms of your life grow dark and cold, yet He will calm the troubled waters.
The shepherd of my valley, Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms all about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What could I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, and the one I've trusted has let me down, well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Well, let me ask you a question. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? The answer is no. No living person now living could be. But there were people at the cross of Calvary. Nicodemus was there, the man who went by night to talk to the Lord, and the man who called Him Rabbi, who was ready to face persecution and ridicule, stood by the pride and said nothing. I'll tell you, a lot of people were there at the cross when Jesus died, and I could go through this Bible and find many people who was there. The Bible said His mother stood by the cross, and many others. The disciples ran and hid. Peter and all the disciples ran and hid at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. But Judas was there, led by his greed and money, sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, cried out against Him. The woman who anointed the feet of Jesus, she was there. betrayed by our Lord with a deadly kiss. Greed caused wars. It caused depression. It causes corruptions of nations. Peter was there, but he followed afar off. He denied him three times. You remember when the Master talked to him, and he said, "Master, if you die, I'm going to go with you." And Jesus said, "Peter, before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me three times." And sure enough, it happened. There were many that were just indifferent. You know, a lot of people are indifferent today. They believe in Jesus Christ, but when you pin them down, to a lot of questions about Calvary and about Christ dying, then you become indifferent. Indifferent is not wanting to identify with Jesus Christ. But the Bible said, if you deny me now, then I will deny you before the Father. If you love me, you will not betray me. Indifference, having or showing no interest or concern or unmoved. And we're living in that day and time today. I remember the revival. I told them, I said, people are just unconcerned. Oh, we had several people that came out, but there was other people that ought to have been at the revival. I mean, a revival is a time when we meet together. We had food every night. After the service, we had fellowship one with another. And the fellowship and the agony of getting away from home and just sitting down, listening to good preaching, listening to good singing. We had good singing all week long. And for four nights, we had great singing and great preaching. But I thought the revival was good because it takes us away from the home. It takes us away from the television. I mean, you know, you sit in the living room sometime and watch that one-eyed monitor until you get a headache, and then you got to turn it off and go to bed, and all that misery that you heard is nothing but misery. But we had a great revival, and I think a revival is when people get together to hear the Word of God, to sing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and have a good special singing. We had special singing every night. The centurion was there at the cross, heard the cries from the cross, asking the Father to forgive him and his enemies. You know, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Saw the blood flowing down his side and saw his forgiveness in that blood. Saw a personal Savior. Surely this was the Son of God. One of the centurions spoke up and said, "Surely this was the Son of God." "Yes, you were there when they crucified my Lord." Every one of us was nailed to a cross. Our sins were forgiven. We all, like sheep, had gone astray. Every man had turned to his own way, and God had laid upon him the iniquity of us all. I remember the great song that was written, "There is a fountain filled with blood, flowing from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flood and lose all their guilty stains. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ." I used to sing a song, and I still sing it. "The gate was old and rusty, the hinges almost gone. The roof of the porch was falling down. There were weeds in Mama's flower bed where roses used to grow. I think of Mama as a queen without a crown. How well do I remember my brothers and my sisters, how Mama would never let us down. This old homestead was her kingdom, and the old house was Mama's palace, and my Mama was a queen without a crown." Yes, there's a lot of praying mamas out there, a lot of praying daddies out there who have prayed and agonized with God for you and for me. I remember my mother was praying the night that I came to the home, and I was heavily intoxicated when I knocked on the door. Mama answered the door and said, "Son, I've turned you over to God." Well, my mama went home to be with the Lord, but Mama went to the cross. She went to Calvary and said, "Father, forgive me of all my sin." And that prayer that Jesus had prayed at Calvary was answered when he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." The poor boy that went down to the far country, he spent all he had righteous living. He came back to the Father and said, Father, I have sinned against heaven. I've sinned against thee. There was one thing that Adam failed to do, and that was say, I'm sorry. I wonder what would have happened if Adam would have said, I'm sorry, instead of eating that apple and bringing sin upon this nation. I wonder what would happen if Adam said, I'm sorry. But no, he couldn't say that. Eve couldn't say that. It cost them their home. It cost them their family. It cost them about everything that they had. The Bible said that sin will take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And that's what sin will do for you. And this morning I'm telling you, there is an old lighthouse. And that lighthouse is standing high upon a hill. That lighthouse is burning. Sir, ma'am, you can follow that light. Follow the beam of that light and find Christ true and real in your heart today. Why don't you turn to Christ before it's everlasting too late and plead the blood of Jesus Christ and have sins forgiven before it's everlasting too late.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside, and it overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, you know it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now, it will safely lead me, oh. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, my ship, it would sail home. Well, everybody who lives around me, they say, why don't you just tear that old lighthouse down? But the big ships, they don't sail this way no more. There ain't no need of that standing round. But then my mind goes back to that stormy night, when just in time, oh thank God, I saw the light. And the light from that old lighthouse stands up there on a hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. You see, I owe my life to Him. For Jesus, He's the lighthouse, and it's from the old rocks of sin. He has shown His light around me, that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for that lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be?
Our Father, we're thankful that one day we saw that lighthouse. We come to the cross of Jesus Christ, confess our sin, and God forgive us of our sin. And I'm thankful for that. I pray that if there's someone in the sound of my voice or listening to this radio broadcast this morning who are lonely and discouraged, downhearted, that they'll turn to you before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, neighbor, I'm going to play one more song, then I got to leave the air. So why don't you make up your mind right now to turn to Christ before it's everlasting too late.
Well, I can't take the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's sin sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh, but I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you, and you lie, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't walk upon the waters, I can't calm no raging sea, but I know the man who can. I can't call blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can.
Yes, sir, I know the man who can. I hope today that God is blessing you richly. If you want to turn to the Lord, all you got to do is confess your sin and then forsake your sin. You know, a lot of people say, well, confess it, but you got to forsake it and forsake your sin and let Jesus Christ become the Lord of your life, and your Heavenly Father then can take away your sin and make you as though you never sinned before. So I've got to leave the air now. So I hope today that you've heard and listened with your heart. And I trust today that there is something you can find to believe in. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, 8...